This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
One California ballot measure getting national attention is Prop 37. It would require labels on some genetically engineered foods. Marketplace's Adrian Hill takes a look at the prevalence of GMO foods and the hurdles some food producers jump to avoid them.
In the lab at Bakery on Main in Connecticut, they're testing for gluten. All their products, munchies like granola and oatmeal, are gluten-free. But they're also certified as non-GMO, which is a process that isn't cheap.
The ingredients can be 2 and 3 times the price, especially when you include the extra testing, which is expensive.
Michael Smulders is the company founder. Now, after all that extra money and time, you might think that Smulders can claim his products are 100% free of genetically modified ingredients. Done and done. Nope, he can't. It's not quite that simple.
You can't grow food in a controlled environment. You may have one farmer next door to another farmer. One farmer's growing genetically modified, one farmer's not.
Pollen blows around, crops get contaminated, and for some crops, GMOs are nearly impossible to avoid. Megan Westgate is the executive director of the Non-GMO Project, a nonprofit that certifies food producers like Bakery on Main. Her group counts foods with less than 0.9% GMO as non-GMO.
We set a threshold that is still incredibly difficult to meet, still very rigorous, but it matches what's used in the EU.
Supporters say the law created by California's Proposition 37 would be simpler than all that. Stacey Malkin is a spokesperson for the Yes Group.
If a manufacturer is intending to use genetically engineered crops, then they have to label. And if they are intentionally not using genetically engineered crops, then they are exempt.
The exemption will require a whole lot of paperwork up and down the food chain. And still, it won't ensure a meal without genetically modified ingredients. If your dinner includes processed foods made with one of the big genetically engineered crops, like corn or soy, tests are likely to show some GMOs. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.